Okay, let's take the next step in the pre-planning phase. Who is your bot designed for? And I think it's important that you understand this out the gate because you want to know whether you're targeting cold traffic, meaning, they have no frame of reference for who you are at all. They've never heard your name, they've never seen your content. So it's literally a cold touch point. Or is it warm traffic? Someone who has maybe seen you somewhere, heard one of your live videos, maybe they've seen your content somewhere. At least they have one or two touch points with you, right? And then, of course, there's what I call the hot traffic. And hot traffic is obviously the best kind of traffic. It's someone who is kind of a super fan or that is very intimate with your content, follows you routinely, that kind of thing. So there is, like I say, there's cold traffic, there's warm traffic, and there is hot traffic. And you need to know as you're designing your bot, who is that person? The next step is, what does your bot tell the end user to do? When they encounter your bot, what does it tell them to do? And then what does your bot do with users and or for users? You've got to identify that too. Is it going to deliver content? Is it going to ask a question? You need to know what that's going to look like before you ever get started. That's why we're talking about pre-planning here. Or what do users tell it to do? So you got to look at it from the end user's perspective too. What do you want the end users to tell your bot to do? Maybe answer questions or deliver content or purchase a product or a service. You want to know those types of things before you ever get started with your designing your bot. And I'll see you in the next video.